Here comes a car.
Okay, keep your eye on that thumb, baby, and see what happens.
Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert educated America about hitchhiking in 1934.
I'll stop a car and I won't use my thumb.
And modern hitchhikers line up for cars in orderly fashion.
Pentagon.
Roslyn.
Drivers participate so vehicles can meet HOV requirements. It's all been happening here since the 70s when so-called slugs got named by bus drivers.
Bus drivers who would identify people who were standing at the commuter bus stops but weren't getting on the bus.
Slug Brittany Nelson, quoting lore detailed on sluglines.com.
They were fake riders like Slug Nichols, so they're slug riders.
Whatever you call them, participants believe in it.
I'm a huge proponent of this. You know, I'm always advocating.
Casual carpooler Erica Terry Derrick lives outside San Francisco.
Really proud of the fact that I live in a city where people can do this and save themselves time and money and headache.
Some slugs here, though, are concerned it might not survive when Virginia I-95 high occupancy vehicle lanes become HOV-HOT hybrid toll lanes in early 2015.
There's been a lot of heated debate.
I like riding in the new BMWs and the Lexus, but I think that those people are the ones who could afford to pay for the tolls in the hot lane. So I think there'll definitely be less drivers.
I think you'll get some of that.
With Commuter Connections carpool expert Nicholas Ramphos.
Depending on what the toll rates are, I think most people are going to opt to carpool, mainly because it's going to help them avoid having to pay that toll.
A recent survey by the toll road's future operator, Transurban, shows that's true. Mike McGurk.
Almost all of folks who are traveling HOV3 today.
97%.
Intend to get an Easy Pass Flex and continue that mode of travel when the express lanes come online.
So whether you're behind the wheel or riding shotgun, it appears slugging will survive here. America's love affair with cars is finding ways to evolve, to adjust, and prevail.
So open up my climbing in. So take it.
Christy King, WTOP News.